Fox News.
The Wichita Police Department has arrested two 17-year-old male suspects in connection with three aggravated robberies Sunday morning.
Early Sunday morning, three armed robberies were reported to WPD officers. The first robbery was located at the Quick Shop on South Oliver, the second at the Family Express convenience store located on East Pawnee, and the third at the Jumpstart convenience store located on South Hydraulic. No injuries were reported for any of the robberies. Through the investigation of WPD officers and investigators, they were able to identify two 17-year-old suspects who have been arrested and booked into the juvenile detention center for three counts of aggravated robbery. Zeb Campbell, KNSS News.
During a search from the air for two suspects wanted in a string of robberies Sunday in South Wichita, pilots with the Kansas Highway Patrol were briefly blinded by a green laser light.
An investigation has been launched by the FBI into a 29-year-old Wichita man after troopers say he pointed a laser at a KHP air support unit. KHP trooper pilot Ryan Tower was inside the plane at the time of the strike. He told KSN News,
"I did it probably about five or six different times, so it wasn't a isolated incident, and it followed the aircraft as we went along."
The pilots were able to track down a suspect using the camera mounted on the side of the plane.
So we were able to look back down at where the laser beam was coming from and pinpoint an address.
The penalty for pointing a laser at a plane is a fine of up to $250,000 and 5 years in prison. The FBI will continue to investigate and pass along any findings to the U.S. attorney, who will issue a warrant for the suspect's arrest. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
A 12-member citizens committee has spent a lot of time assessing Wichita Century 2 as a center for performing arts. Committee member Mary Beth Jarvis tells KNSS News the 50-year-old facility is showing its age.
The ceiling of Century 2, the gorgeous blue dome, is just not high enough or strong enough to handle today's. You can't hang the chandelier from Phantom of the Opera there. You just can't. And by the way, that's a 30-year-old show. So talk about what we can't do to host modern shows. There's no way a Hamilton can be staged in our facility as it currently exists.
The committee continues to seek citizen input, hoping to report to the city council within a few weeks. President Trump appears to threaten legal action after being mocked in yet another Saturday Night Live sketch.
Saturday Night Live's latest jab at President Trump coming in the form of a Christmas movie parody.
Sometimes I wish I had never been president.
Using the theme from It's a Wonderful Life.
A world where you were never president, eh? I think we can arrange that.
The sketch then goes on to imagine a better America. President Trump taking to Twitter in response, saying in part, "A real scandal is the one-sided coverage, hour by hour, of networks like NBC and Democrat spin machines like Saturday Night Live." The president asking if it's legal to be that one-sided, saying it should be tested in court. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve, and 10 in the morning now. 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Monday morning with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
And as we take a look at traffic here on the Monday morning commute, during the past half hour, we have had an injury accident in West Wichita in the 600 block of North Tracy, just a bit west of Central and West Street, and crews on the scene checking that out. That's our traffic update. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
All right, let's take a look at that Monday morning forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. With a mostly clear sky across south central Kansas, a chilly start to the day. We will be sunny and near 50 by the time we head to lunch, and 56 for the high later on this afternoon. Some clouds begin moving our way this evening. Our low 34, clouding up, and 56 for the high on Tuesday. We do have a chance of light rain by Wednesday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 28 degrees, northwest wind at 5 miles per hour. Temperatures dropped about 3 degrees in the past hour. It was 31 about an hour ago. Today is Monday, December 17th, 2018. We had a beautiful Sunday across central Kansas, warm and sunny. Wichita's high temperature, 57 degrees. The normal high is 43, and I just couldn't help myself. I had to get out and exercise, go for a run. Hadn't been out for a couple of days. And, of course, Ted, I came up with a problem with my hamstring now.
Oh, no.
I may have to give up running. I don't know. Little aches and pains and soreness and stiffness. Well, I'll give it a few days, see if we can start again. I'm looking at maybe just skipping it for the holidays and starting on the 1st of January with New Year's resolution.
Well, there you go.
I think that's a
good
time.
But then you think, Well, heck, if the temperature's going to be in the 50s, though, you hate to waste a day like that.
Because January is going to be in the teens.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's hit or miss. It's hit or miss. On this date in 1903, Wilbur and Orville Wright of Dayton, Ohio, conducted the first successful manned-powered airplane flights near Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, using their experimental craft, the Wright Flyer. Two guys who ran a bicycle shop in Dayton, Ohio. And they invented the first airplane, really. But there were some guys. Did you read McCullough's book a while back on them? Yeah, remember the writer.
You did,
what's
you?
His first name? I can't remember.
David?
David. The guy who, what did he narrate? Not the Civil War.
Yeah.
Did he? Okay. Well, he's written biographies on Truman and all kinds of different people. But he wrote a book several years ago about Wilbur and Orville, and it just chronicled what they went through trying to figure out how to fly this. Who was going to fly it? How are they going to survive the flight?
Right.
Because, you know, who knew how far it was going to go and what was going to happen? At the same time they were doing that, there was two or three people in France around Paris doing the same thing.
Yeah, and there was a guy in Brazil that was doing the same thing. So
it was
that technology was all kind of out there, and people were trying to figure it out.
They were really going hard on trying to figure out how to do that flight thing. So this is National Airplane Aeronautical Day or whatever. We celebrate the first flight of the Kitty Hawk, Wilbur and Orville
Wright. That's another one of those inventions or pieces of technology that we can't imagine a time when there was not manned flight and airplanes weren't part of the picture.
And we're talking about this first flight.
We're basically talking a century.
Yeah, just a little over 100 years ago. I mean, we had the first airplane before women could vote in this country, right?
Yep.
So the technology got a little ahead of the civil rights.
Boy.
There. All right, Merriam-Webster has chosen justice.
Well,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And it always amazes me that basically in a span of, 66 years, we went from inventing flight to the moon.
Yeah, 1903 we invented flight.
A 70-year span, basically, in human history.
1969, we go to the moon.
I mean, that's just almost unfathomable.
What was interesting to me is my late grandfather, Goldie, talking about that, because he was a guy.
Basically, two generations.
He was a mechanic, and he, you know, plumber and a carpenter, and he worked on cars, and so this stuff fascinated him. And he was talking to me one time. So you can think about it. I don't know, remember how he expressed it, but he was thinking about in his lifetime. He was born in 1890, so in his lifetime, he'd seen the first flight, and, you know, he didn't die till in the 70s, so he saw the guys on the moon in one lifetime.
Yeah.
Wow. This country does something right. It does it well. But, you know, Merriam-Webster has chosen justice as its 2018 word of the year. Editor-at-large Peter Sokolowski says the word experienced specific spikes in lookups on the company's website for much of the year. Justice. It also consistently bubbled up in the rankings from somewhere in the top hundreds of searches into the top 20 or 30 through 2018. Merriam-Webster's word of the year follows the Oxford Dictionary's choice of toxic and Dictionary.com's pick of misinformation. We had that Dictionary.com misinformation the other day. That was one that was really looked up a lot. But justice, and I'm not sure that why that would be. I'm trying to think of some of the current events in this past year. Probably it may have to do with all the hoopla over and attention that we've been giving over gender rights and gender protections and so forth. It could have something to do with it. I'm not sure. Justice, the word of the year. All right, Saturday night, I know, Ted, we'll talk about your deal in a little bit here, but Saturday night I had took the family to Savoots, one of our advertisers, in the oldest Italian restaurant in Wichita. We took them up there. We've done this like two or three years in a row now. Took my whole family up there for a dinner at or supper at Savoots, and then on to Illuminations at Botanica. And we basically got there at peak load time at Botanica. Well, I don't know, 6:30, close to 7, and it was busy. I'm telling you what, you know, if you were out and about Saturday night, Ted, you know that it was a gorgeous evening. A little, you know, not even chilly. Really, I had a jacket on. But it was a beautiful evening, and there was a big crowd at Botanica. So we enjoyed ourselves. We had one grandchild who didn't make it out of the seven, but a great evening. Put some photos on Facebook and so forth. Now, Illuminations will go. We saw Marty there, Marty Miller there, who, of course, runs Botanica. And eliminations will go through New Year's Eve, the last day of the year, the 31st of December. So you still have a chance to get out there. And the weather's going to probably hold here, looks like, for a few days. We've been out there when it was a little bit chilly, and that's always nice. But the weather was really nice. We got on the bus. Everybody seemed to be in a good mood. You know, nobody's troubling anybody. So it was kind of fun. And have you been to Illuminations or not?
Yeah, I went a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, and I know you've been busy with your show. We're going to talk about your show in just a minute here. If you can just clear up a couple of things real quick. We have this week for our KNSS listeners, Steve and Ted Show. We've got, what do we got this week? Well, we've got a CD from Mannheim Steamroller. Okay. And I've got it in front of me here someplace.
Very nice. It's a Christmas CD.
There it is. Yeah. It's called Christmasville.
Nice.
And so we've got that.
Always great.
We've got some of that cinnamon flavored Coke hot chocolate mix over there. So we're going to throw that in. So sometime this morning, be listening for your chance to call and win a nice prize from Mannheim Steamroller and your good friends here, Steve and Ted, at KNSS. And also a programming note, about a little over an hour from now, we'll talk with Mayor Jeff Longwell, Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. It'll be Mondays with the Mayor, as we do every Monday here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. All right, it's 6:18 now with Steve and Ted, and I guess we could go ahead and do leadoff sports. Ted Woodward with Rudolph Sports. You got Monday Night Football tonight. Had a lot of football yesterday, of course. It was Sunday. And now we got Monday Night Football coming up tonight, right?
Yeah, one more game to finish up the week in the NFL. You've got the top team in the NFC, the New Orleans Saints, on the road visiting the floundering Carolina Panthers. Even though Carolina is still eligible for the playoffs, they are not playing well. Panthers have lost 5 in a row after a good start. The Saints are 11-2 on the season, and they are favored by a touchdown on the road at Carolina tonight. Live coverage of Monday Night Football at 6:30 this evening, and that's on Sports Radio KFH. And that's 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Yes.
Meanwhile, over in the AFC, the Kansas City Chiefs, with 2 weeks to go, are still the top team in the AFC, but they might be a loss away in some scenarios from being the number 5 seed. So a lot to play for the Kansas City Chiefs in the final couple of weeks.
They get what, 2 more games?
Yep.
Yeah.
They are in the playoffs, but as to where they will land, don't know yet.
Yeah.
They'll play on Sunday night at Seattle. Be the next game for the Chiefs. We'll be talking Shocker basketball tonight. It's the weekly WSU Basketball Coaches Show with head coach Greg Marshall. That will be at 6 o'clock tonight. And that's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, broadcasting live, of course, with Mike Kennedy, the voice of the Shockers, from AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley at 13th and Greenwich. Shockers coming off that win at Intrust Bank Arena on Saturday afternoon against Southern Mississippi. The Shocks have a home game coming up on Wednesday night against Oral Roberts. Talking with Coach Marshall tonight on the Coaches Show here on KNSS. Other NFL action yesterday in San Francisco. Big win for the 49ers as they beat the Seattle Seahawks 26-23 in overtime. And a pair of former Kansas State Wildcats come up big on the 49ers defense, both starting at linebacker Elijah Lee and DJ Reed. Lee had 10 tackles. Reed had 5. So a couple of former K-State guys combined for 15 tackles yesterday as the 49ers get their back-to-back wins and beat the Seahawks. Some other NFL action. The Atlanta Falcons at home beat the Arizona Cardinals 40-14. Getting some playing time at offensive tackle. Ryan Schrader, the Wichita native, getting in for the Falcons yesterday. And at linebacker for the Falcons, Devontae Campbell from Hutchinson Community College had 3 tackles, had a nice third down sack late in the first quarter as well, as the Falcons get a win. Happy birthday today to former Kansas football coach Mike Gottfried, who is 74 today. Coached the Jayhawks for 3 years, 1983 through 85. Did not have a winning season at KU. He had winning seasons at every other place he stopped, at Murray State, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh, but not at Kansas.
I remember Cincinnati for some reason.
Mike Gottfried, 74 today. And we do have some basketball on the west side of town tonight for Newman University. The Newman ladies tip off at 5:30 against Central Christian, followed by the Newman men hosting Avila The Newman men are 5-0 on home court this season. Wow. Haven't lost yet at home.
All right.
There you go. That's sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
All right, 6:21 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Plus, of course, traffic and weather and more coming up. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.